This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 141 Biography of John Hoeven, the Senator from North Dakota. General Information. John Hoeven is a prominent American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from North Dakota since 2011. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been known for his moderate conservative views. Before his tenure in the Senate, Hoeven served as the governor of North Dakota from 2000 to 2010, where he was noted for his economic development initiatives. Early life and education. John Henry Hoeven III was born on March 13, 1957. In Bismarck, North Dakota. He grew up in a family with a strong business background. His father, John Hoeven Jr., was a prominent banker in the state. Hoeven attended North Dakota State University, NDSU, in Fargo, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Economics in 1979. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued an MBA from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University, which he completed in 1981. During his time at NDSU, Hoeven was actively involved in student governance, serving as the student body president, which provided him with early leadership experience. His education in agricultural economics and business administration laid a solid foundation for his future career in both the private sector and public service. Early career. After completing his MBA, Hoeven returned to North Dakota and joined the First Western Bank and Trust, where his father was president. He quickly rose through the ranks, becoming the bank's president in 1986. Under his leadership, the bank expanded significantly, which showcased his business acumen and ability to manage growth. In 1993, Hoeven left banking to become the president and CEO of the Bank of North Dakota, a state-owned bank. His tenure there was marked by efforts to support economic development across the state, particularly in rural areas. He was instrumental in creating programs that provided loans and financial assistance to small businesses and farmers, which helped to bolster the state's economy. Election history. John Hoeven's political career began when he was elected governor of North Dakota in 2000. He won the election with a significant margin, defeating Democrat Heidi Heitkamp, who would later become his Senate colleague. His campaign focused on economic growth, tax relief, and education reform. Themes that resonated well with North Dakota voters. Hoeven was re-elected as governor in 2004 and again in 2008, each time with over 70% of the vote, indicating strong voter approval of his governance. His popularity stemmed from his economic policies that led to job creation and a robust state economy. In 2010, Hoeven decided not to run for a fourth term as governor but instead ran for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Byron Dorgan. He won the election with 76% of the vote, defeating Democrat Tracy Potter. Since then, Hoeven has been re-elected to the Senate in 2016, continuing his political career on the national stage. Political stances. John Hoeven's political philosophy aligns with traditional Republican values but often includes a pragmatic approach to governance. He supports tax cuts, deregulation, and free market principles, which he believes foster economic growth. However, he has also shown a willingness to work across the aisle on issues like infrastructure and energy policy. On energy, Hoeven has been a strong advocate for the development of North Dakota's oil and gas resources, particularly the Bakken Formation. He supports policies that promote energy independence and has been critical of regulations that he believes hinder domestic production. His stance on environmental issues tends to favor economic considerations over stringent environmental regulations. In terms of agriculture, Hoeven has been a proponent of farm subsidies and has worked to ensure that North Dakota's agricultural sector remains competitive and supported by federal policies. He has pushed for the Farm Bill and other legislation that benefits farmers and rural communities. Regarding healthcare, Hoeven has supported efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, advocating for market-based solutions and state flexibility in healthcare policy. However, He has also expressed concerns about ensuring that people with pre-existing conditions are protected. On social issues, Hovan holds conservative views, opposing abortion and supporting traditional marriage definitions. Yet, he has occasionally shown a more centrist approach, particularly in his support for certain aspects of immigration reform that could benefit North Dakota's economy. Hovan's legislative record also includes significant work on Native American issues, given the substantial Native American population in North Dakota. He has co-sponsored bills aimed at improving education, healthcare, and economic opportunities on reservations. John Hovan, the senator from North Dakota, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the state, having served as its governor before his election to the Senate. This background provides him with a unique understanding of North Dakota's needs, from its agricultural backbone to its burgeoning energy sector. His advocacy for agriculture is a cornerstone of his support. North Dakota, being one of the leading states in agricultural production, benefits greatly from Hovan's efforts to secure federal funding and support for farmers. He has been instrumental in pushing for policies that enhance crop insurance, promote research into sustainable farming practices, and open new markets for North Dakota's agricultural products. His work in this area resonates deeply with the state's farming community, which forms a significant part of his voter base. Energy policy is another area where Senator Hovan has made a notable impact. With North Dakota's oil boom, particularly in the Bakken Formation, Hovan has been a vocal proponent for the energy industry, advocating for less regulation to foster growth while also pushing for responsible development. His balanced approach aims to protect the environment while ensuring that the state can benefit economically from its natural resources. This stance has earned him support from both the energy sector and those who see economic development as a pathway to prosperity. Hovan's commitment to infrastructure development also plays a critical role in his popularity. He has been a strong advocate for improving transportation networks, which are vital for both agriculture and energy sectors in North Dakota. His efforts to secure federal funds for highways, bridges, and rural road improvements directly address the logistical challenges faced by his constituents, making their daily lives and business operations more efficient. Moreover, Senator Hovan's approach to governance is characterized by a pragmatic, bipartisan style. He often works across the aisle to find common ground, which is particularly appealing in a time when political polarization is rampant. This ability to collaborate has resulted in legislation that benefits North Dakota, showcasing his effectiveness as a legislator. His constituents appreciate his focus on results rather than partisan battles. Lastly, his personal engagement with the community cannot be understated. Hovan is known for his accessibility, often attending local events, town halls, and maintaining an open dialogue with his constituents. This personal touch makes him relatable and trusted, reinforcing the belief that he truly represents the interests of North Dakotans in Washington. His consistent presence and engagement in state affairs ensure that he remains in tune with the evolving needs of his electorate. John Hovan, the senator from North Dakota, has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons, which can be attributed to both his policy decisions and his political stances. One significant point of contention is his environmental policy, particularly his support for the oil and gas industry. North Dakota, known for its oil production, especially in the Bakken Formation, has seen Senator Hovan advocate for policies that favor drilling and fracking, often at the expense of environmental considerations. Environmentalists and local communities concerned about water contamination, air quality, and the broader implications of climate change have expressed strong opposition to his stance, arguing that he prioritizes short-term economic gains over long-term ecological health. Another area where Senator Hovan has drawn criticism is his approach to healthcare. He has been a proponent of repealing the Affordable Care Act, ACA, which has left many constituents worried about the loss of healthcare protections and coverage. His support for measures that could potentially dismantle parts of the ACA without a clear, comprehensive replacement plan has led to fears among those who rely on these services, particularly in rural areas where healthcare access is already limited. On the issue of immigration, Hovan's positions have also alienated some voters. While he has supported some bipartisan efforts like the 2013 Senate Immigration Reform Bill, his more recent stances have leaned towards stricter immigration policies, which have not sat well with those advocating for more humane and inclusive immigration reforms. This shift has been perceived by some as pandering to a more conservative base, potentially at the cost of broader community support. Moreover, his economic policies, particularly those concerning agriculture, have been a double-edged sword. While he has been a strong advocate for agricultural interests, which is crucial in a state like North Dakota, his support for large agribusinesses over small family farms has created a divide. Many small farmers feel neglected, believing that his policies favor corporate agriculture, which can outcompete them in terms of resources and market access. Lastly, Senator Hoeven's alignment with the more conservative elements of the Republican Party has led to a perception that he is out of touch with the evolving demographics and values of his state. His voting record, which often aligns with party lines rather than reflecting a nuanced understanding of his constituents' diverse needs, has contributed to a sense of political alienation among those who feel their voices are not being heard or represented in Washington. This has particularly resonated with younger voters and those who seek progressive changes in policy areas like education, social justice, and technology. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.